I got people trying to mess with me, Landfill. Might need a bouncer in here. I offered Denton a shirt. He said no, and he's wearing a Baja, is what we used to call those things.
I believe in San Diego, they call this a Mexican poncho.
The best part was Denton's mic just not being up and him talking. There's a clip going around social media right now. Terry McLaurin was on Kay Adams this morning. And it's funny, man. Commanders got people available now. Noah Brown's on Good Morning Football, I think. John Bates, I think, made angry runs. Like, the Commanders are happening around the league. And Terry McLaurin talking to Kay Adams, I think this is something very easy for fans to support when a guy like Terry talks about the season this way.
Be real, how injured was Jaden Daniels? How incredible was it that he did that with such poise and he's hurting?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was definitely feeling it. He definitely probably took a few shots, but he's never going to show you that.
Yeah.
Like, his face is the same every single play, good or bad. And to have that kind of poise and disposition as a rookie is unbelievable. But, you know, they got good players, too, who are making plays as well. But he has a will to win and have a rib injury going into that game. The cork that
there was just no panic. There was no panic at all the whole time. And I'm like, Andy's hurt. Tell him to heal up. You keep doing your thing.
Terry would go on in that interview to talk about he's having the most fun of his career, which is kind of what he said to us for some time now. And it's for a guy like McLaurin that has truly just had to grind it out. It's hard not to be really happy for him at this stage, right? Like, He's fourth in the NFL in receiving yards. There's always been this conversation like, oh, is Terry a top 10 wideout? Jeff wanted to trade him in training camp if you go back and check the data.
Yeah, I'm actually maintaining a list. People that wanted to trade Terry, and Jeff is the only one on it.
Yeah, you know what? I'll double check the list because I know you put it in the shared Google Drive.
All right, so I'm going to go get the audio.
Hang on. I'm looking at the list, Jeff. The list is the list. Pod Denton up real quick. Denton, if you can, it says guys that wanted to trade Terry McLaurin list.
Yeah, let me just adjust my glasses
here. Who's on there?
I do see Jeff Too Funny. DJ Jeff Too Funny, actually, as it says on the list.
Scotty, can you see that? There's one person on the list. Jeff, the list. Jeff, I didn't make the list.
If that list is true, I have cornrows.
What?
If that list is true, I have a head full of hair right now.
Jeff, I didn't make the list, bro, but these are documents. These are sourceable documents, man.
I heard he wanted Cam Sims to replace him.
He does love Cam Sims.
Didn't he score this year, though?
I highly...
It's like, nah,
but Terry McLaurin is having fun. I think this whole Commanders team is having fun, and I feel like that is part of the growth. Like, everybody is in it together. Things are going well. You're enjoying yourself because you're winning, and you're winning because you're enjoying yourself. It all starts to build momentum. This is McLaurin from this morning on Kay Adams.
Are you enjoying it? Are you finally at a place where you're starting to have fun?
Oh, I'm having the time of my career, honestly. Like, I'm having a lot of fun, and I think the cameras catch me a lot. Just being in the moment and being able to let loose, like going into each and every week and believing in the guys that we have in this locker room and the way we're coming out with some of these games. We don't really know how it's going to show up, but all the training we put in since the off season started is really starting to show up in different ways. And so when you're doing that and you're doing it with a group of guys you really love going to work with, like, it makes it really fun. And then when you're making plays too and helping your team win, that's always the cherry on top.
And if you think about Terry statistically, I mean, really, however you want to look at it, he is definitely making plays and is a huge part of these wins. Went for $125 last week. And it's just, there's so much about Terry that his willingness to put his body on the line over and over, and all that stuff's contagious, man. And you see it week after week, and then you see a dude like Jaden. How about the clip? Now, we can't play this clip. But this started going viral, I think, last night from ESPN. And Jaden after the play. You see that one, Denton? We got Denton Day here, Sheen's producer. You can hear him on XM on his college football stuff.
And Commanders pregame.
And Commanders pregame. But it's too bad you weren't in the video with Linnell when he like passed out. I think he was touched by the Holy Spirit in that moment.
The one weekend I have a wedding, of course. But please continue.
Wait, do you do that show normally? Is that normally you and...
That's literally me and Linnell. I have a wedding for a person that I did not know as a plus one, and it happened to be that weekend. I was thrilled.
Damn.
Yeah.
When was the wedding? Wedding on a Sunday?
I said the same thing. It was at 4. It started at 4:30.
You had a Sunday wedding at 4:30 when the Commanders game against the Bears got flexed?
Yeah. Not thrilled.
Damn, dude.
Big time L.
So you didn't even get to watch it?
No, I had to run out of the wedding to call my dad when the Hail Mary happened.
You didn't see it live?
I didn't see it live.
Oh, how on the levels of L's, how bad is that?
This is a top-tier L. For a guy that is bleeds burgundy and gold or whatever the colors are now, top-tier L.
Landfill, Denton didn't get to watch it at all. Jeff left early. Which is worse?
I mean, Jeff's by far, but it sounds like we got a bunch of fake fans here.
Dude,
are we really having a fake fan conversation?
You left early when they threw a Hail Mary.
I had to go to work, and I watched
it. Yo, you work at the club. The club doesn't go until 11 or midnight.
That's how I know JP is old, because on Sundays, we have day parties right after
brunch. It was 8 o'clock at night.
Yes.
That's a day party?
Yes, the day party is from usually like 12 to 9, and then it changes over to the 10 to 3 a.m.
But if you were working the day party, you were already going to be late.
No, bro. I was covering someone from 9 to 11. So I had to leave from the stadium, drop my equipment off, and go in. And like I said,
DJ's covered shifts the way that like I will text Landfill to cover a producing shift.
Yeah, bro. Here. That's why you keep a network of good DJs. So when you can't do something, somebody else
can. It's a simple question. Denton didn't get to watch the game because he was at a wedding for a person he didn't know.
Yeah.
Jeff was at the game and left early. Which is worse? Landfill, your vote.
It's definitely Jeff.
Y'all are haters.
Scotty, your vote.
It's 100% Jeff.
A true fan would have had the game plan on their phone at the wedding.
Jeff. Trust me, I'm in the middle of Percival, Virginia with SOS on the LTE bar. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I just need one bar. I don't care if it's grainy. It could be, you know, 240 foot. I don't care. I just needed one bar. I couldn't get it.
You're not quite married yet. You're engaged. You're getting married in the spring or something, right?
Right, correct.
Did you have a conversation with your fiance about this?
We had a conversation after. Because I was under the assumption, I'm gonna look like a somewhat good person here. I was under the assumption that it was on a Sunday for religious purposes. You know, for a Jewish wedding can be traditionally held on Sunday. So I was like, all right, cool.
I did not know that.
And then I get there, and it was not for a religious purpose. It was just because they were, quote, saving money. And I was like, you had a Friday to do this in the fall.
How do these people feel now that you're talking about how unhappy you are about their wedding?
There's a reason I have not name dropped them. The wedding was beautiful, but it was not beautiful enough to have me miss a Hail Mary. Correct me if I'm wrong here. That's the first time in franchise history a Hail Mary has converted in favor of Washington.
Yeah, I've seen a few Hail Marys before halftime. Hell, there was the one against the Broncos last year that they didn't get the two-pointer. But I've never seen Washington complete one,
Washington
walk-off singular win.
I mean, arguably the best regular season play in franchise history.
Regular season play.
I don't think I should be giving marriage advice, or fiance advice. But hey, Dan, if the command is playing, sometimes you got to put your foot down and buckle your pants up and say, "I'm watching football."
I said, don't take marriage advice
from me though, bro.
Yeah, it's the
reason why I'm not married.
I'm good.
Did you debate putting your foot down? Because it's also work, dude. Like, you make money doing it. I know you like money.
Yeah, thankfully.
This company doesn't give a lot of it away. So, like, when you have a day to make some.
Thankfully, I had other money-making opportunities elsewhere on the weekend. Not selling weed again. Selling weed ever. I have another job, which you had me as a guest on for those purposes. And Daddy made a lot of money this weekend doing that job.
Did you? That got weird. Did you just call yourself Daddy on the B-Mitch and Finley program?
Zaddy. Sorry. Is that better for you?
No. Yeah. No.
Phil, cut his mic off.
All of a sudden, listen, I was firmly in Jeff did it worse by leaving the game, but you referring to yourself as Daddy in reference to...
If I can make
with
you...
With me, Jeff, Lampville, and Scotty sitting around, you might have done it worse.
If I can make y'all swing to be on the same side as Jeff, I feel like I've done my job here. That's polarization.
I almost want to take calls, but I feel like...
Listen, wrong call is going to call.
Nikki Jabala joins us in 10 minutes. But if you want to call him real quick and tell me who did it worse, Jeff was at the Bears game and left early, or Denton was at a wedding and wasn't allowed to watch it. Dude, the whole, like, you're not allowed to watch this wedding before you're even married?
Well, so it wasn't
you're
that I wasn't
allowed to watch the game.
It wasn't that I wasn't allowed to. I just couldn't. Like, she had no issue with me bolting out of there to call my dad when I got a notification that a Hail Mary pulled off. She totally got it. It's just that I couldn't watch it because of where the wedding was located. If you ever been to Percival, Virginia, it's not exactly a great place for signal on cell phones when you're like deep into the wedding territory of that area. It's a bunch of farmland.
It's so kind of suspect.
Venue didn't have Wi-Fi?
The venue didn't have a TV?
I don't think you tried hard enough.
The venue did not
enough.
Have a TV.
Where were you? Was this? Is there a weird Amish portion of Percival that I'm unaware of?
I mean, not a TV where you're watching a... Where it's also by a wedding, unless you're like deep into a kitchen. I'm just gonna walk back up there. Hey, catering
where
guys.
Was it? Like, it's not at a restaurant, bar kind of thing?
At a wedding? No. Is that
a
like
hotel?
It's like a winery. There's no TV. You don't go into a winery to watch a football game.
Jeff, answer the phone. I don't know, man. Yours is becoming more and more suspect. Ever since you called yourself Daddy, it's gotten very weird.
I'll take that.
Can I borrow a dollar on Twitter says, Jeff has that AI fandom. I don't even know what that means.
What does that mean?
Jeff might have AI, artificial intelligence. You could be patient zero for that, Jeff, as far as I know. Big B in DC says, Jeff is definitely worse because I was texting with him to meet him, and he responded he was going to meet me. Bleep you, Jeff.
The day got away from me, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, if you... And I'm
Big B's on the line.
Yeah, he's on.
Big B, fire away at Jeff.
Man, let me tell you something, man. I almost missed that last play because I was like, you know what? Let me stand out in the hall because Jeff might be popping through. I know you're a busy dude. So I said he might be popping through, pause. But I said I'm going to stand out in this hallway, see if I can catch up with my man. And boom, he showed me a ghost. So
damn, Jeff.
Jeff. Hold on.
Can I
explain myself?
You always have an explanation.
No, because what I went through at the stadium this week, and I'm not going to say no names because she helped me get it done. So I went up there.
Lanfield, do you think this is somehow going to result in Jeff trying to claim he's famous?
No, I have a feeling. It's no famous talk. I even put it in the chat. But somehow I went to set my stuff up. I got my Ring Road credential and all of that, and I'm setting my DJ equipment up. I usually don't get my credential until after the game, after I packed up so I could just get my credential, walk to the South Tunnel, and go in. Well, when I get to the credential table, guess who did not have a credential for the game? Jeff Walker. So, which, in hindsight, happened. Someone had to get me an entertainment wristband, and I had to be escorted from the stadium. And then they were like, they don't give us seats. They kind of just tell us, you know, when you get in, go find a seat that's open. That's how you can watch the game. Cool. But the thing was, I didn't have no credentials, so I couldn't just walk around the stadium or get to no seat. So I literally went up to a suite and just stayed in the suite the entire time.
Lanfield.
And that's because I saw Gil.
The TLDR version of Jeff's story is a whole bunch of stuff about getting in. None of that impacted when you left, bro. You were in, and then
bro,
you just left.
I had to go make some more money, bro. You would have left, too.
All in all, I'm really happy that Terry McLaurin's happy. That's good.
I too am happy that Terry McLaurin's happy. I have a question,
here.
Though. I have a question.
For me? Okay.
This is from Ahmet. Ahmet brings up a good question here. If you had no signal at the wedding, how did you know about the Hail Mary?
So I was getting text messages every 45 minutes. Imagine the string of text messages. You know, here's a trick. If you have a bad signal, you got to flip it on airplane mode, flip it off airplane mode. Search is super strong. You get a surge of text messages. They're all over the place. And then you got to do it every 45 minutes. It was a disaster.
Percival, Virginia is not that far away. Like, I know where it is. It's just past, like, you just keep going on the toll road or whatever that road becomes, Route 7.
Right, and then it's 15 minutes off the toll road. into like the farmland. Like I'm not in downtown Percival. I'm like all these back roads going 3 miles at 25 miles an hour, all these back roads.
David Morris says, how did he get a notification when he had SOS and zero bars? Sus as hell.
I just told you how I got a notification. David, listen to the program.
You believe him, Landfill? It's a little sus. I don't know that I've ever used that term. Gerald Robinson on the chat says, Denton is worse.
Damn it, Gerald.
And a lot of people are like, who's getting married on a Sunday?
I said the same thing.
How much money do you save on a Sunday wedding?
When I was booking my wedding, it was cheaper to do it on a Friday, which is why my wedding's on a Friday. We saved like $4,000. I don't know that you save that much money on a Sunday, though. It was significantly cheaper on Friday. It's also way smarter if you have people coming from out of town, so you get a recovery day and a day to be a tourist in D.C. You're welcome, everybody that's coming out of town to my wedding.
Thanks for the invite. Rusty's in Delaware. Who did it worse?
Invites haven't gone out yet.
So it's definitely Denton. And I'm going to tell you, so Jeff, I got your back here. You know, this is Daddy calling from Delaware. I mean, Rusty calling from Delaware.
Got a lot of Daddy talk today.
If there's any place that doesn't have signal, it's rural Delaware. And I can tell you all about that. But dude, you're going to have to, number one, get the man card laminated after this, because you're going to need this in the future. I'm coming to you as a married man of 10 years. I have missed a birthday for a Redskins playoff game in 2013. I have had I've had weddings and things formed around Orioles playoff games, and I know they've been few and far between. There was a way to see this game, and I don't care if it was SOS mode or a TV somewhere. Dude, you should have gotten in front of a screen.
Yeah. Take that L, Denton.
I will take the L. I don't have headphones, so I have no idea what he just said. I was not playing for a call segment here. I thought we were going to talk.
Here's what I can tell you.
Take the L, though. Like, I don't mind taking the L. It's the biggest L that I've taken as a Commanders fan, which is saying a lot.
I'll ask a serious question in the group, and I don't know the answer to this. I missed my sister-in-law's wedding. So my wife's sister, mm-hmm. when my wife, I think, was best lady, whatever that's called. Because I had to work a Skins game. It was Skins Titans. I remember correctly, I think it was Skins Titans when DJ Swearinger went nuts after the game. So
you're paid on salary, though, aren't you? You paid a lot more than me by your company, that's for sure.
But I had to work the game. That was my thought. You missed the game for your fiance's friend that you didn't know.
Yeah.
I
thought the wedding was going to be massive, too. It was not massive.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I would have hit, hey, babe, I'm here. I'm just not in the ceremony, but I'm here.
Landini, was I a jerk for missing my sister-in-law's wedding? It's my job.
No.
What's your relationship with your sister-in-law?
We're close. She's great. She's my accountant. all right. Final votes. I think Jeff's was worse, but Denton's is way more suspect than he led us to believe. Landfill?
Jeff's is way worse.
Scotty?
Y'all haters.
It's remarkable that Scotty never stops talking except when his microphone's on, and then he's incapable of talking. We will present the facts to B. Mitch tomorrow for the final verdict. Denton, thank you for hanging out. Nikki Jabala joins us next.